Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. You know, sarcasm can be an amazing vehicle to deliver the truth. And Ron English shows us how that is done. You know, I love singer-songwriters, and I think it's an amazing thing to know really creative people. And one of the most intriguing people that I've known in my lifetime is an American artist named Ron English. So we're going to listen to some of his music today, but I need to give you a little background before we launch into his music. Ron is a visual artist. I think of him mainly as a visual artist. He paints with a facility that equals the old masters. He has an amazing style. One of my favorite things that he does is he takes iconographic historical artwork and he repurposes it with his own imagery. For example, he takes Leonardo da Vinci's Last Supper and populates it with his own characters. He does Starry Night. He also does Guernica, the Pablo Picasso painting about the Hiroshima. And he uses them as a contemporary. He puts his own imagery in there. And he does allegories about war or advertising and mass media. He's exhibited his artwork in Europe and America. He's always doing, he's done a lot of exhibitions in New York at the Altouche Gallery. So there he is as a visual artist. I met Ron English before I ever moved to New York, before I ever moved north. I was in Texas, in Fort Worth, Texas, in high school. And then I went to college. And then I went to do my graduate degree and finished my bachelor's at the University of North Texas State in Denton, Texas. And you know what? Ron English was there too. And I also knew the woman who he was later to marry, his wife. And I was friends with both of them. And at the time, Ron English was doing culture jamming. He would go outdoors and he would plaster billboards on the highway with his own art. And it's really amazing the things that he would do visually were always delivering a message. Like he would target tobacco with his billboards, and he featured this mascot, Joe Camel, you know, and Ronald McDonald, all kinds of very interesting iconographic. So he branched out from that. And not only does he do visual arts, oil paintings, but he also does NFTs. He broke into the NFT market in the early 2020. He designs sneakers and face masks. He does toys and sculpture. But he also started to be interested in producing music. And in the 90s, he started to write lyrics, and I was involved in a few different recording projects with Ron in the early 2000s, late 90s and early 2000s. We're going to listen to a little bit of that, but before we do that, I wanted to bring you up to speed with the most current stuff that he's been doing. Now, he developed a whole cosmology of his own, a whole fictional universe, which he calls Delusionville. So it's kind of like this subterranean world with all these animals, these anthropomorphic animals. You know, they're animals, but they're people too. And they represent archetypes, personality, like the wolf. The pig is the banker, you know, that sort of thing. Now, there's some characters in this Delusionville called the rabbits. And it's a rabbit with three eyes and three ears. And it's also the name of his band. And he worked with a collaborator of his, Joe Johnson. He would write the lyrics, and he would have other producers and musicians record the songs. So we're going to go back to 2018, and we're going to listen to a song that Ron Glitch wrote, recorded with his band, The Rabbits. Now, that's Rabbits with three Bs, R-A-B-B-B-I-T-S. Now, all of these songs also have companion videos, and it's almost as intriguing to hear the song as you're watching the actual video. So let's listen to a song, and then I'll tell you a little bit more about Ron English and his world. This song was recorded in 2018. It's The Rabbits, and it's called Did They Promise You Heaven? This is Ron English.
They promise you heaven. Do you think they lie? Did they say your reward is somewhere on the other side? Did they part the waters? Did they make some waves? Will you send your oppressor? How the war gets won. Will you seize control? Will you act like slaves? Will you own the future or will fear stand in? You heaven? Did they put you through hell? How will this story end? Only time will tell. If you find your you heaven? Did they put you through hell? How will this story end? Only time will tell.
Did they promise you heaven? That's from Ron English with his band, The Rabbits. So Ron English came up with the term propaganda. You've heard the word propaganda. It's very closely associated. But it's very typical of the double entendre and the satirism that Ron uses in a humorous way to deliver very potent, very strong truths. And he comments on politics and the social world around him. His art is full of references. And the word propaganda, he says it describes, quote, blending of high and low cultural touchstones. For a long time, his art was associated with a movement called lowbrow. I think of him, he's got a lot in common with Banksy. He's done a lot of murals. He's gone around the world. He did a mural on the West Bank in Gaza years ago, Pardon Our Destruction. He uses symbology visual symbols, but also in his lyrics, there's always this double entendre. He's published books. He's published all kinds of things. He published a book in 2016 called, you know the word philosophy? Philosophy, F-A-U-X, as in fake, philosophy. And there's a song that he released. It's called Remember Your Life, released on April 11th in 2026. And now this is a new phase for Ron. This is no longer the Rabbits. He's working with a couple of different producers. And we're going to hear three tracks, all from 2026. We're going to start with Remember Your Life. And then we're going to hear a song called Walking. Let's start with Remember Your Life. This is Ron English.
Do you remember your life? All the trouble and strife, all those years when you were still alive.
How many beers did you drink? How much DAC did you breathe when it still was a crime?
in search of a brook. Every minute of time.
Ron English. So, you know, if you want to see these videos, you can find them on YouTube because it's almost the visual art that he creates. He writes the lyrics, he records the music, and then when he does releases the video, he has an accompanying artwork and visual statements, you know, to further give meaning to the lyrics and the music. You can find him on YouTube. It's Ron English. It's called Popaganda TV. Popaganda, Popaganda TV. That's also his website, popaganda.com. So Remember Your Life, was just April 11th, 2026. In March, he released another song called Walking, which has also got an accompanying video on YouTube. And Walking, the little statement about this video is, last place in the first race is the very next race. Last place, wait a second, let me say that. I got that wrong. Last place is first place in the very next race. Yeah, you think about it in your mind. You know, you're in a race, you're last, and all of a sudden the next race starts, and there you are at the front of the line. And this song is called Walking. And then after that, we're going to hear another song called Zeus is the Truth. And there's a little intro where Ron is talking. It's a video on YouTube, Zeus is the Truth, and you can see Ron in his studio preparing the drawings that are going to accompany the song in the music video. And the statement for Zeus is the Truth is this: America returns to that old-time religion and exports consciousness through nuclear bombs. All right, so we're going to listen to Walking first, and then we're going to hear Zeus is the Truth. This is Ron English.
Walking to nowhere. I'm walking, walking to nowhere. I'm walking, walking to nowhere. How will I know when I get there? Propped up by the stares of the rabbits and hares,
lions, tigers, and bears. Looking for likes, looking for shares. Thoughts and prayers, anywhere. Anyhow, anywhere.
I'm walking, walking to nowhere.
I'm walking, walking to nowhere.
I'm walking, walking to nowhere. How will I know when I get there?
Brother, do you have a dime to spare? The billionaires.
Take off your clothes, put on airs, save your praise, delete your swears. They want it all, even your despair. Well, that's unfair.
I'm walking, walking to nowhere. I'm walking, walking to nowhere. When I get there,
Hi, it's me, just finishing up the new video for Zeus is the Truth. Enjoy.
My parents lived in black and white. Up by day, sleep by night. There was wrong, there was uptight. Well, alright, real uptight.
Alright!
They always said Zeus was the truth. Jesus had no childhood, he wasted his youth. The Wizard of Oz ascended in a balloon. Gone too soon, he left the wonder and returned to the gloom.
Okay, that song is called Zeus is the Truth. And right before that, we heard Walking, both of them with the lyrics written by Ron English for a project he calls Delusionville. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then here on Radio Catskill. You know what? You're listening local. That's right.
Pints for Public Radio is back. Join Radio Catskill tonight from 6 to 10 p.m. at Rose's Bar and Grill in Berryville. With DJs James Friedman, Tommy Castro, and Woody Wood Jr. spinning tunes, it's an evening of brews, beats, and community spirit, with a portion of the proceeds benefiting Radio Catskill. Come out, drink beer, and support public radio. It's just that simple. Pints for Public Radio, tonight at 6 at Rose's Bar and Grill in Berryville. Cheers!
Yeah, you know, we really appreciate the support that we've been getting from everybody. Ever since the Corporation for Public Broadcasting was defunded, we're relying on you and your funding and your support to keep us going here. And Rose's Bar and Grill in Berryville, now I went there for the first time, and it's just a lovely place. It's a really cool scene. And God knows we need more places where we can meet each other and congregate and find out what's going on in this world. So, Ron English, yes, Ron English, lifetime career. He's one of the most prolific artists that I know. He is driven by some kind of fire that it's hard for me to think of anybody else that I know personally who has achieved and has produced as much work as he has in his lifetime. It's really astounding. Like I said, I knew him back in college, not to date myself, but that would be like in the early 80s. And I moved to New York City in 1986. And lo and behold, there was Ron English down on Chambers Street. He had married my friend from college. And I started to collaborate with him on some of his music projects. And one of the projects I collaborated on with him was called Revelations, Book 2. So, you know, satire is a very, very powerful tool to deliver a truth that might be hard to express. You know, you can hear philosophy, it gets very serious, and sometimes it's just really hard to stay with it. But when you wrap it in satire, and there's always humor, an incredible streak of humor in Ron's works. So Revelations Book 2 was a concept, and I think it was maybe the first time where he had written a full-blown story and then wrote lyrics to support it. Revelations Book 2 was recorded by a variety of different artists. I think there was 14 or 15 tracks in the recording. It was released on vinyl, and he recently did a re-release of the vinyl. I think it was released in the year 2000. We did our recordings in 1999 and 2000. And I was invited to participate. He gave me lyrics. He sat next to me at the piano as I wrote the songs. And Ron doesn't really sing. and he doesn't really have the best sense of rhythm. You know, I just love this man. But for some reason, he can communicate what he wants in the song. So I would like to play for you two songs that I recorded with Ron on the Revelations Book 2 album, released in 2000. And the storyline is about the second coming of Jesus Christ into our modern culture. And, you know, talk shows and the whole thing. It was a very detailed cosmology of what it would be like in today's contemporary society if Jesus Christ returned. And so both of these songs have to do with that topic. The first song is called I Am Here. So we'll listen to both of these songs back to back. And the second song is called Holy Terror. And when I recorded this music, my name is Kathy Geary, but when he released the album and I saw my very first copy of the album, he called me Cloud Cover. And I have used that name for my band and for my releases ever since I worked with Ron back in 2000. So this first song is called I Am Here. I was born in the winter. In the spring, I heard the call. After a long, hot, restless summer came my fall. Lyrics by Ron English. I wrote the music and recorded and am singing on this track.
Spring. closely, well, I tell you what will surely come to pass these days before me. Surely be the
within a man of light, and it lights up the whole world. If he does not shine, he is darkness.
Life is
I haven't listened to that in so long. That song is called Holy Terror. Ron English wrote those lyrics, and I wrote the music and produced the track and recorded. It was some of the best times I've had in the studio working with Ron English on those tracks. Revelations book two. So I've known Ron for many, many years. The most recent work that I did with Ron was a song that he sent me lyrics in 2020. And it was just the beginning of the COVID epidemic. And it was just starting. Lockdown hadn't really even started to happen yet when he came down with COVID. He was one of the first people that I knew that had it. There was no vaccine. People were dying. It was really scary. And a lot of Ron's subject matter and a lot of his sarcasm and double entendre has to do with religious themes. And he wrote this poem. It was 12 verses long. And I think he was, kind of dealing with the idea of what is heaven. He definitely was dealing with the idea of what is heaven. And he sent me these lyrics. And he did release a version of this song, not the one that I recorded. I did my own independent production. And I released the song Heaven Is on an EP called Sky High, which was released in 2023. So this song is called Heaven Is, and I recorded these tracks with a trio. My drummer was Matt Cain, and my bass player is Sam Smith. That may sound like an alias, but that's his real name. Sam Smith is an amazing bass player on all the tracks that we heard earlier today from some of the most recent work that Ron has done. I believe Sam Smith is still involved. That's how I found Sam, from the work he'd done with Ron. And then I had different people overdub it, because we were in the lockdown in 2021 when I was recording Heaven Is. And I have a friend named Ron Blake, and he happens to be one of the saxophone players on the Saturday Night Live band. So this is my most recent collaboration with Ron English. The song is called Heaven Is. God chose to bless.
again, so we could all sin again.
And that song is called Heaven Is. Ron English wrote those lyrics, and I wrote the music, released on my EP called Sky High back in 2023. So sarcasm is a very powerful, powerful form. And one of the masters of sarcasm, let's face it, is Bob Dylan. But, you know, a lot of times he can be very caustic, but he can also be very humorous with his sarcasm. And I love that side of Bob Dylan. It's kind of unusual. Bob Dylan is now 85 years old, born on May the 24th in 1941. In 2020, he released an album called Rough and Rowdy Ways. And there's a song on there that I just have to share with you. This is Bob Dylan. It's called My Own Version of You.
All through the summers into January, I've been visiting morgues and monasteries, looking for the necessary body parts, limbs and livers and brains and hearts. I'll bring someone to life is what I want to do. I want to create my own version of you. Well, it must be the winter of my discontent. I wish you'd have taken me with you wherever you went. They talk all night and they talk all day. Not for a minute do I believe anything they say. I'm booming someone to life, someone I've never seen. You know what I mean? You know exactly what I mean. I'll take the Scarface Pacino and the Godfather Brando, mix it up in a tank and get a robot commando. If I do it upright and put the head on straight, I'll be saved by the creature that I create. I'll get blood from a cactus, gunpowder from ice. I don't gamble with cards and I don't shoot no dice. Can you look at my face with your sightless eye? Can you cross your heart and a hope to die?
I'll bring summer to life, summer for real. Someone who feels the way that I feel. I study Sanskrit and Arabic to improve my mind. I want to do things for the benefit of all mankind. I say to the willow tree, don't weep for me. I'm saying the hell to all things that it used to be. Well, I get into trouble, then I hit the wall. No place to turn, no place at all. I pick a number between a 1 and 2, and I ask myself, what would Julius Caesar do? I will bring someone to life, more ways than one. Don't matter how long it takes, it'll be done when it's done. I'm gonna make you play the piano like Leon Russell, like Liberace, like St. John the Apostle. I'll play every number that I can play. I see you, baby, on Judgment Day. After midnight, if you still wanna meet, I'll be at the Black Horse Tavern on Armageddon Street. 2 doors down, not that far to walk. I'll hear your footsteps, you won't have to knock. I'll bring someone to life, balance the scales. I'm not gonna get involved in any insignificant details. You can bring it to St. Peter, you can bring it to Jerome. You can bring it all the way over, bring it all the way home. Bring it to the corner where the children play. You can bring it to me on a silver tray. I'll bring someone to life, spare no expense. Do it with decency and common sense. Can you tell me what it means to be or not to be? You won't get away with fooling me. Can you help me walk that moonlight mile? Can you give me the blessings of your smile? I'll bring someone to life, use all of my powers. Do it in the dark, in the wee small hours. I can see the history of the whole human race. It's all right there, it's carved into your face. Should I break it all down? Should I fall on my knees? Is the light at the end of the tunnel? Can you tell me, please? Stand over there by the cypress tree, where the Trojan women and children were sold into slavery, long before the first crusade. Way back for England or America made. Step right in to the burning hell, where some of the best known enemies of mankind dwell. Mr. Freud with his dreams, Mr. Marx with his axe. See the rawhide lass rip the skin from their backs. Got the right spirit, you can feel it, you can hear it. You've got what they call the immortal spirit. You can feel it all night, you can feel it in the morn. It creeps in your body the day you are born. One strike of lightning is all that I need, and a blast of electricity that runs at top speed. Show me your ribs, I'll stick in the knife. Gonna jumpstart my creation to life. I wanna bring someone to life, turn back the years. Do it with laughter and do it with tears.
Bob Dylan being very humorously sarcastic. So there's all kinds of power in sarcasm. And one of my favorite of all time singer-songwriters is much younger than Dylan. He's only 30. He's 33 years old now. Born on November the 22nd in 1992. Jesse Wells is so prolific. In the past 2 years, he's released 8 albums. In 2026, he released an album called Masks Off. We're going to listen to the title track. Now, this is very cutting sarcasm. There's humor in there, but it is as sharp as the edge of a knife. The message was terse. America first. White supremacists. I think they both sell merch. This is Masks Off. Jesse Wells.
I can't tell you what's worse. The message was terse. Outright white supremacists. Or America first. I think they both sell merch. The whole place feels a little bit cursed. It's like somebody else might have been living here first. Incels and sellers from a long line of failures. Underneath rumble umbrellas, daily wiring with the fellas. Cro-Mag, MAGA, hate cave dwellers. The tale is older than the tellers. The tale is older than old Yeller. The internet is incarnate, manifested, given birth. There's some spillage in a village not far from where I'm living here on Earth. It's a disgrace to the natural stage. There ain't much that ain't. Hey, Bill. Hey, Billy. Hey, Sarah. Hey, Tom. Hey, Mike. Everything is constantly unlike anything you've ever seen before. Everything is greater than it's ever been before. Pardon the progress. Hate is part of the process. Catastrophic nostalgia. And delusions of freedom. I think we ate the last apple in the Garden of Eden. All the masks are off, and they don't even try. They know that you know that they know, and they don't even mind it. All the masks are off, and they're getting lazy. They think you're so damn stupid. They think you're so damn crazy. Killing people from a distance in an instant at the insistence of a president with a blackmail gun to his head for the fun that he had in the dark ages. Pages and pages and pages and pages. They thought they'd get away with it. The minimum wage is outrage with it. Gonna burn someone at the stake for a fruit of the doom. Oranges and grapes. Hold on to your vapes, kids. Icicles and alligators and blood traitors and purveyors of strange behaviors and masqueraders and masked invaders and layers and layers and layers. Be good to your God and be good to your bear. Take your aspirin and your Roundup and say all of your prayers. All the masks are off and they don't even try. They know that you know that they know and they don't even mind it. All the masks are off and they're getting lazy. They think you're so damn stupid. They think you're so damn crazy. Act is boiling and festering and stabbing itself in the back. Who here is surprised by that? Who here is blown aghast? If you want to know the future, simply look into the past. All the masks are off and they don't even try. They know that you know that they know and they don't even mind it. All the masks are off and they're getting lazy. They think you're so damn stupid. They think you're so damn crazy.
I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then here on Radio Catskill. You're listening local. I hope you enjoyed the music. Ron English, Bob Dylan, and Jesse Wells. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. And once again, thank you so much for listening.
Support comes from Catskills Property Care, offering full property care year-round for commercial and residential properties in Sullivan County, including snow plowing, landscaping, property checkups, and more. Information at CatskillsPropertyCare.com and from the Calicoon Theater, an updated vintage movie theater with new film releases, live music, and more. CalicoonTheater.com. And from listeners like you who donate at WJFFradio.org.
Coming up tonight at 7, Liberation Station with me, Callison Stratton, featuring music by female and femme-presenting performers, only on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville, this is Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR.